So yesterday we just a top of Yudam and Aleph. But yesterday we discussed the fact that our Mishnah made a distinction between Neder and Nedava. So the Gemara says, well, who's the author that distinguishes? Who would be the author of this Mishnah that distinguishes between Neder and Nedava? Said it's not going to be Rabbi Meir and it's not going to be Rabbi Yehuda, because in both of those opinions we saw they made a definitive statement that either better not to take Nedarim, and it would mean including Nedavot also at all, or if you're going to, better to take a Neder and a Nedava and then fulfill that Neder. So we said neither of them seem to distinguish between Neder and Nedava. So the Gemara yesterday spent time saying Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir, that we could explain that distinction in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. What's the difference between Neder and Nedava? Now today the Gemara is going to spend time on Rabbi Huda's opinion that the possibility that Rabbi Huda could be the author of Mishnah would distinguish between Neder and Nedava. And that's the Gemara begins here. V'ibai Seima Afilu Tema Rabbi Huda. Sometimes it's even Rabbi Huda could be the author of our Mishnah and would distinguish between or have a distinction between Neder and Nedava. Ki Amar Rabbi Huda bin Nedava. When Rabbi Huda says that it's better to take a Neder and fulfill it than not take a Neder at all, he means really Nedava. Beneder lo, but that he didn't say by a Neder. Beneder lo amar. V'hatani tovu mizeu mizeh noder umikayim. So it doesn't, Rabbi Huda's statement in the machlokes with him and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda's statement says, tov mizeh mizeh noder umikayim. The lesson is that he takes a Neder and he fulfills the Neder. So Rabbi says, no problem with that. Tani no debu mikayim. You know, amend his statement to read that is the best is someone who takes a nedava and keeps that nedava, and he's not referring to a neder at all. So, maishna noder delo. Why, what is the negative aspect of a neder that we don't want you to take or that Rabbi Huda does not like? Delo, dilma ati bali deita kolo. Because it might come, you might get, make a mistake, might trip up. Can we discuss whether it's a problem to acher or whether it's a problem of giza avoda, what the issues are here. So nedava nami, dilmi atali deita kolo. Why shouldn't you have the same problems by nedava? I mean, just because it's a nedava versus a neder doesn't necessarily provide you with any benefit or, exempting yourself from the problems of having a takala, something tripping you up. So, where it says, Rabbi Huda l'tameh, Rabbi Huda is according to his own reason, Damar Adam evi kipsatodo azara umaktisha v'somech alea v'shochta. So Rabbi Yehuda is according to his own opinion, similar to what we saw with Hillel HaZaken, that a person brings their carbon to the Azara, then is makdishit, that's smicha and echita. So that works, tinach nedava de karbanot. That solves our problem by karbanot. Aval nedava nizirut, ma'ika le'meimar. What are you going to say about a nedava by nizirut? How do you have such a nedava? And how are you going to prevent a takala? So it says again, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, t'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, chasidim arishonim hayu mit'avim l'havi karban chatot. The chasidim arishonim wanted to bring a karban chatot. A fish ain't a kadosh baruch hu mevi takala yedayim. But they did not, one of two ways to interpret this. Either they didn't sin, and therefore they didn't have the opportunity to bring a chatas. Or they wanted to bring a chatas, but they were unable to because it's only brought for specific reasons. And it wasn't clear that they had reached those reasons or that they could get to those reasons. Mayu osim, what did they do? Omdim mitnabim nizirut, no makom, kadeshit chayvam karban chata the makom. So they should take a neder nizirut, right? And then they would end up being able to bring a karban chatos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo nidru benazir, that's not how they handled the situation. Allah wrote to the Biola, mitnadiv umevi shlamim. Someone who wants to bring an Ola, instead of giving an Ola, he would bring a shlamim, because the shlamim comes as a nedava. I mean, an Ola does too, but here to replace the Ola, you'd bring a shlamim. Mitnadiv umevi todav, arba mine lachma, mitnadiv. Maybe. So here, yeah, but what's Lavi? Ola, mitnadevu maybe shlamim, mitnadevu maybe toda, barba mine lachma, mitnadevu maybe. So he can, all of these items that he can bring, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. It says, Aloni Jubin Azrael, I wrote to Lavi, Ola mitnadevu maybe shlamim, mitnadevu maybe toda, barba mine lachma, mitnadevu maybe. So these are all the options for what you could bring if you have a if you want to make a voluntary offering, right? Because those come as a nitava, which is an ola, Eshlamim, and a Todah that comes with the 40 loaves, right? 40 loaves that come with it, the three types of matzah, one mina chametz, and you can bring all of these. Aval b'nizirut lo nid nabu, shalik lo yikru uchot im. But in nizirut, they didn't do because they didn't want to be called a chotah. Right? The fact that you have to bring a chatos because you're a chotah. Shnemar, v'chiper alav, me'asher chata ala nefesh. Right? So that is, what's the... What Pasuk by Nazir says when he becomes Tamei is Vechiper Allah Masher Chatala Nefesh. If he becomes Tamei, he has to bring the Karbanot because what? Because he sinned by becoming Tamei. So you see the word Chet is used by a Nazir. So Amar Abayi, Shimon HaTzadik, V'Rabbi Shimon, V'Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, Kulam Shita Achatein. All of them have one view. You know, they're exactly alike, but a similar type of view that we don't, Nazir in general is not a positive experience. So what are those? Nazir chote avi. That a nazir is, in some ways, a chote. Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon had Amran. Shimon HaTzadik we mentioned yesterday. Shimon HaTzadik said that he would not eat. Mi'amaylo chalti mi'ashem nazir tamei. He never ate from Hashem nazir tamei except for that one instance. And therefore he viewed negatively a nazir. Shimon HaTzadik, who here just said, v'chiper alav asher chata ala nefesh. Right, that pasuk is written by Nazir. It says that there's a chait. And now, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, what's that? Lazar HaKapar Berebi, the Tanya. Rabbi Lazar HaKapar Berebi, Omer, V'chiper alav asher chata lanefesh, V'chi ezu nefesh chata zeh. What chait? What was the chait of the Nazir? El shetzir atzmo min hayayin. That what? That famous line that he withheld from himself from the wine. Here's someone who withheld from himself wine. It's called a chote. Someone restricts himself from anything in this world or holds himself back. Right? That is certainly will be called a chote. Mikan, kol yoshev b'tanit nikra chote. Anybody who fasts and does not eat, does not partake in this world, is called a chote.
Voluntary fast, presumably.
Right. Right. Adain kra. So Gemara says, Vadain kra b'nozir tamek tif. Meaning that Rabbi Elazar HaKapar is bringing this down as a proof that a Nazir is a Chote, but the Pasuk is specifically written about a Nazir who became Tamei. Right? So it's not that I made a regular Nazir, so why should that be so? Well, second, Mishum, the Shona Bechetu, because there's a person who, you know, became, became Shona Bechetu, he's somebody who's involved in Chet. So what does that mean? So two possibilities. If you look in Rashi, so Mishum Deshana Bechetu in Rashi says the Al Shem Shishana Atzma Bechet Shinazar Atzma. It's because the reason he's called a Chote there. Why is the possibility there? Because he did two things wrong. First of all, he took another Nazirus. Oh, Shitime Nizitarato, and then he ruined it. Means by becoming Tamei Nizirut. The Hakatibe Asher Chatala Nefesh. What did Nam Nishar Nizirim Nikrim Chotim? It's true. That's a label for all Nazirim. But he got the special label because he was, right, he not only took the net in his ears, which was problematic, but he also was the time of the mitzim. V'gali rachmanu b'hai v'odin l'kuhu. The pasuk made it clear by him, right, that's true of all of them. V'hachi gila b'hai mishum d'zeh shona b'chet. And why did he put the pasuk clearly by one who was b'tamei? Shnei pa'amim v'kulin v'tolin ha'kukla b'makukol. And when you want to talk negatively, we do talk about the person who is most negative, or the one who is already ruined. I mean, we have a similar idea. The Gemara uses a similar type of question by how do we know that the Bayit Sheni was destroyed on Tisha B'Av? And the Gemara says that we don't know that, but the Gemara says Megalin by Chovah LeYom HaChayuv. Then we roll down. When you have something bad already, we assume that another bad thing is going to happen on that day. That it's already presumed that that's the day of bad news or something negative. So now, this, the Ran, on the other hand, we just finished that, and then Mishum Deshana Bechet, if you look in the Ran, it's about across from where it says Mishum Deshana Bechet in Rashi. He says, Shetir Atzmo Benitma V'Yitura Dal Nefesh Kadarish. Suppose the Rashi is saying that Al Chet is really on all Nazir, and therefore, but he put it there because of the negativity associated with this person who took a Neder Nazir and became Tamei. The Ran says it's because there's the extra word of Al HaNefesh. In the Ran. It's one, two lines. We didn't have to read Al HaNefesh. I mean that the pasuk that they quote, right, or the chait that he did was that, V'chiper Allah Mashar Chata Al HaNefesh. Right? So it could have just said, V'chiper Allah Mashar Chata, that he sinned. Why does it say Al HaNefesh? Right? So that teaches us right? That he was not only was a chote legabe l'tuma, but he was a chote in general, ala nefesh, that he was a chote generally, that he was tirat tzmo min ayayim. So now the distinction between these three opinions, right, Joel was pointing out a little bit, is that with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, they only view a nazir negatively with regards to becoming tamei in tuma. Meaning, because Shimon HaTzadik never ate from an ashim nazir tamei. Right? He never ate from an ashim nazir who had become tamei. He didn't say anything about a nazir that was tahor. Right? And we even answered in the Gemara yesterday that by a tahor, he was mekabel on himself. He knew he could handle it. Right. It was only when it got extended it was problematic. So Shimon HaTzadik, we only viewed negatively a nazir who became tamei. And also, Rabbi Shimon in our Gemara over here, it says, also is negative about the chatas aspect of it, right? That he doesn't want that these kadesh yitzchayve karban chatas lamakom. Rabbi Shimon merlo nadru b'nazir ala rotz la biola min adev meishalavim. So here you see that Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar Akapar view him negatively, right? Because if you look, let's look in the Ran. Kulam b'shita hachas. If you go down four lines in the Gemara. If you go down four lines in the Gemara, look to the left. There's the Ran says, Kulam b'shita achas, right? Abai said they all have the same opinion. Mi'alo amru mamash davar achat. They didn't exactly say the same thing. The Shimon HaTzadik davka nozir tomehu shenikra chote. Right? Shimon, like we just mentioned, Rav Shimon HaTzadik only talked about a nazir that was became tamei. It was a problem. Lamashum dimitzar etzma, omishum dimitzharik. Mi'alo Rabbi Shimon, lo rezar kapar, afilu nozir tahor nikra chote. But according to Bishimon, who we brought today, who says that no, they didn't voluntarily become Nizirim. If you wanted to do something voluntarily, you gave a Shlamim, you gave an Ola, you gave a Toda, you don't bring a Nizirus. Because that is, so they shouldn't be called Chutim. Right? And also, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, who said that, a Nazir, who's Sirat's moment, a Yayin, also, that's a problem. So both of them are talking about even a Nazir Tahor. They're talking about even a regular Nazir.
But Bishimon is, there's two ways you can understand Rabbi Shimon. Right? One is that they didn't take Naziris on themselves because they didn't want to take a chance on becoming Tamei and then being categorized as Chotim. So therefore they avoided Naziris altogether. Or he learns like Rabbi Elazar HaKapar that the pasuk comes to include even a Nazir who doesn't become Tamei is considered a Chotim.
Right.
Saying it doesn't seem to be clear from the Gemara, which...
But sad to say, I agree with you, because the pasuk that he's... the pasuk big is speak by Allah Mashar Chatala Nefesh, which is a pasuk by Nazir Tamei. And therefore, his proof is from Nazir Tamei, so maybe, right, that the two ways you could read Shim, which I think is fair, is one, either that he means it entirely for any Nazir, which sounds to be from the way he's wording the Braisa, that it's that way, that he says that they were never Mitnadev in Nazirus. Or you could say, like you're suggesting, that they weren't in Adab Zeros because of the fear of coming to Bechib Barla Nevesh, and they didn't want to be called Chutim. I think that's fair. All right. So next, the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah, so far we dealt with our Mishnah, and this goes back to the original Gemara. The Mishnah brought down about Nidarim, right? And then it spoke about Yadot Nidarim, and now we're going to speak about Kinyuyeh Nidarim, right? That was what the first Gemara discussed, is what was the order of the Mishnah. And here's the next Mishnah, or there's the next section of the Mishnah that deals with Kinuyim. So we know that the Mishnah dealt with Yadot first, and then dealt with Kinuyim in terms of the Pirut and dealing with the details. The question was the headers, which order were the headers in? Were the headers in Yadot and Kinuyim, or Kinuyim and Yadot? And that's what we discussed in the first daf of the Dharm. Now, when it says we're up to Kinuyim, what are the Kinuyim? Omer, somebody uses the term Koneim, Koneach, or Koneis. All of these terms are replacement, Harielu Kinuyim, the Karban. They replace the word karban, right? Cherek, cherech, and heref. Arielu kinuyim lecherem. They replace the word cherem, right? Nazik, naziach, and paziach. Harikulinim lezirut. Those all replace the nazir, the word nazir, or lefalei, right? These are the replacements for nazir. Shvuta, shkuka, right? Noder bemoi, harielu kinuyim leshvua. All of these are replacement for the word kinuyim for shvua. So two things quickly to discuss here. One is noder bimohi. What is noder bimohi? So what does that word mohi mean? So that would be a machlokas in the Rishonim what mohi is, right? Rashi suggests that mohi is mumta, which is the Aramaic for shvua, right? So mohi is a shorthand for shvua. Whereas the Ran and some others discuss that it's really a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, and that Mohi means Moshe Rabbeinu. That means Moa Shavua Shenishba Moshe. Like the Shavua that Moshe took. When did Moshe take a Shavua? That was this week's parsha, right? That's the last week's parsha. This parsha Shmot, right? I always have to do in Yonah Diyoma. That Vayol Moshe Vashevet Ateish. That he promises to Yitro that he won't leave without permission. That's what the Medrash says. That's what the Ran says it's referring to.
That's when he goes back to get his permission.
Before leaving. Right. So Noder Rimoi is referring to Noder Kimoshe Rabbeinu. So all of these are Kinyum Lishua. Why are there Kinyum? What are the, why do we have these Kinyum? What is our fear? So let's see the Gemara says.
Do you see any of these words being commonly used at all? If you,
today?
No, I mean in the Gemara, any of the.
No, no, this is unique. It's unique to Nidarim.
No, no, Deborah Moui, or the other words also unique.
Yeah. Any of the kind of Gemara. No.
Yeah. Well, you know that they're unique, and that has to do with the machlokas. Now we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is that they wouldn't be found in the Gemara. Itmar, that's the Gemara says, Kinuyim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lashonu Motem. They're not Hebrew words. These are words that were, we talked about before, that the other nations, meaning other languages, adopted these words, and they were somehow bastardizations of the word karban. Into the, when they reached these other languages, they were changed. Just like, again, we gave examples when we spoke about this in the first stop in the Nedarim, that there are many words that we adopt from French or Hebrew, we adopt from English, that are not, they don't take the exact word. They, right, somehow change it slightly or make a slight nuance on it. And that's the same thing here. They took the word karban and it's nuanced. Right? These are languages that were made up by the Chacham. So again, that would address your issue, is that you wouldn't find them in, either of these would not be found in the Gemara, either because they are foreign languages, which wouldn't be found in the Gemara, or because they're made up. They're not real words. And they're not words that you would use otherwise, except for in Nidarim. They're unique to Nidarim that were made up to be used by Nidarim. Chinu Omer, B'chodesh Asher Bada Milibo. In the month that he made up from his heart. So again, Badu, Bada, they're trying to tell what the Lashon Badu means, that they created on their own. So B'taim Amayta Kinu Rabbanan Kinuim. So the question is, why? What do you need Kinuim for? Why can't you just say the word Karban, Shua? Hey, wouldn't that be just as easy? So Lo Leima Karban. So the way it says, so you won't say the word Karban. V'Leima Karban. Why not? What's wrong with saying the word Karban? Dilmar Armar Karban Lashem. Because you might say it's a karban to Hashem. That's what it says, v'leim v'karban l'Hashem. What's so bad about saying the shem l'Hashem? If he says karban l'Hashem, right, in that context, right, there's nothing wrong. I mean, if you do say karban l'Hashem, we don't have any problem with that. So when it says, dilma amar l'Hashem v'lo amar karban, v'kamev pek shem shemayim l'vatzala. Because he might come and say l'Hashem, meaning just about the end, say l'Hashem, without saying it, and therefore we mostly shem shemayim l'vatzala, he won't say it.
Right. We wouldn't consider that a
yad. Right. Possibly, but we don't, we'd rather you be makdish the karban l'Hashem, because that's lashon pasuk, right? If you want to use the shem Hashem. If you're just stam, we don't want you using the shem Hashem. Right? Vatanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin, shelo yimar adam l'Hashem ola, l'Hashem mincha, l'Hashem toda, l'Hashem shlamim. So that's your question. Wait, okay, so what? Even if he says l'Hashem, let him just say l'Hashem ola, l'Hashem chadash. Why don't we say l'Hashem first? So Talmud Omar, Karbalon Lashem. Because the Pasuk tells us you should say Karban Lashem. Umazesh Shalonit Kabinal Askir Shem Shemaim Allah Karbon. Here a person meant to say the Shem Hashem on the Karbon. That's what he was trying to do. Amra Tomar Karban Lashem, right? Levatala. If he does it, right? Karban Lashem, that if it's not done properly, it's Levatala. Chas Kamakama. I mean Levatala, I'm sorry, Karban Lashem. Levatala Chas Kamakama. Someone who does it with the wrong intention, certainly, how bad will it be, right, that if he does that, uses that term. So again, here, the issue, or the, what they were trying to avoid, was the use of Hashem Hashem, Lepatala, meaning that the problem that arises, that a person might somehow use Lashem and not complete a sentence.
Change his mind in mid-sentence, or get distracted, I guess.
Right, so that was the, you were trying to avoid it, so by not, if you use the word Karban, if you use the word that's found in the Pasuk, then a person's going to associate that with the word Hashem, and therefore he might say the word Lashem first, or he might say it, right, inappropriately, whereas if you use a word that doesn't have a mind association for him in the Pasuk, then he won't do that. He won't come around to saying the Shem Hashem. So that was the whole point of these kinuyim, was to avoid or to prevent the problem of coming up with the Shem Hashem or saying the Shem Hashem inappropriately. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to address the Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argued about whether the kinuyim were lashon umos or whether they were lashon shibadu lehem chachamim. So the Gemara is trying to say that this maybe is lema kitanai, that possibly this is a machlokas tanaim. And what would that be? Between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Shammai kinuyei kinuyim asurim, le Beit Hillel omrim kinuyei kinuyim mutarim. So, right, we have kinuyim. What happens if you have kinuyei kinuyim? Meaning that if you use a different lashon, meaning that if you don't use that which the Mishnah enumerated, certain kinuyim, certain nicknames, or certain words that you could use. What happens if you use words that are even little changes or nuances on those words, meaning that you're even more, there's even more change. So now, Beit Shammai says kinuyei kinuyim asurim that they work. Beit Hillel omrim kinuyim mutarim. My love, what's the machlokas here? Ma damar kinuyei kinuyim asurim. The one who says that kinuyei kinuyim do work, meaning that they work as lashon neder. Kasavar kinuyim lashon omotim. That the lashonos of foreign language, and therefore doesn't matter if you have another nuanced change or if you have another little word, as long as it's functioning in the same way in a different language, then that should be fine, right? That should be okay. The man demar mutarim, one who says it's mutar, meaning that Beis Hillel, kasevar lashon shibadu lahem chachamim, that they are the lashonos the chachamim made up, right? So therefore, the chachamim made up these specific lashonot. They didn't offer you any lashon in the world. They gave you a menu of lashonot that worked, not that anything should work. So Mesa rejects this explanation of the machlokes between Beis Hillel. The kuliyama kinuyim lashon umotim. Everybody agrees that the kinuyim are foreign languages. So they are foreign languages. Beis Shammai savei b'hani nami mishtai umos. Beis Shammai believes that these other words or these kinuyim are also of foreign languages. There are other languages would use these words. Beis Hillel savei b'hani lo mishtai umos. Other nations don't use these words or these kinuyim. It's gzeira. It's actually, it wouldn't work as a kinuy, but we're afraid that if we say that kinuyei kinuyim are okay, and they're not a neder, people use kinuyim also think it's okay and it's not a neder. So they didn't want that to happen. So they made a gzeira that kinuyei kinuyim also work as a neder, just like kinuyim work. And Beis Shammai says, no, kinuyei kinuyim are not even the parsha of neder. We don't have to worry about those. We're not going to make those asur. People will know that those are asur.
This last divayisema goes according to the assumption that they both hold it.
Could it go according to the lashon shibadu chachamim? Although the Gemara makes an automatic assumption that it's lashon shibadu chachamim, there is no such thing as kinuyei kinuyim, right?
Gezeira.
Right. You're saying because it's a gezeira, right? It could be. Although I don't think.
This is basically a fiddush that a term other than the correct term can be used. But the Chachamim had the power to establish, no, you can use other terms. You can use these other terms. But they didn't say you could use
the right, term again. He's right that if you make it into a gzeira, you can make a gzeira even though functionally they don't really. The only reason I'm saying I'm hesitating on this is because the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan.
So the Gemara doesn't say it.
Right. The Gemara doesn't say it. It could say Ivaisema, like Apilu. Like usually when a Gemara does that, it's a kuliyamo, right, lashon chachamim badu, or it doesn't matter, right? Either way, but the Gemara doesn't change. Although I think you're right, I think you could read it that way. The truth is that we pass an halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass them like Rabbi Beis Hillel. Right, so we pass them like Rabbi Yochanan, it's lashon umosim, and we pass them like Beis Hillel, like kinei kinuim amutarim. So that's
it.
So we don't, in the end, it doesn't. But the kinei kinuim are ineffective, right? That's right. Either because they weren't gozer, or because they didn't. Those lashonos are not lashonos of the Amim, right? Those are the two possibilities. All right, let's finish up the Gemara here. So Gemara says, "Heche dami kinuyei kinuyim didarim." What are kinuyei kinuyim? I mean, now that we're discussing them, let's see. You know, what are these words? So Tani Rav Yosef mekanana. I don't even know how to pronounce these words. Mekanamna, mekanachna, and mekanasna. Right. So these are even further changes in the words that from the original karban that we had the kinuyim, these are even further changes. Echidami kinuyei kinuyim decherim. Tani mafsha'a charakim charachim charafim. Kinuyei kinuyim de nizirut. Tani Rav Yosef is machzakano menazchano mefichano. Alright, so all these words are the what would be kinuyei kinuyim. Ibai elohu mitchazana mai. What is the status of these types of words? Amalei Ravina Ravashi, kinamamai. So what is the status of the word kinama? Koneim kamar, is he saying koneim? Odilma kinamon bosin. Kamar. He's really talking about, right, one of the ingredients, right, that goes into the Shemen HaMishcha. So which one is he talking about? When he says the word kinama, is he saying kinamon or is he saying konei? Similar vacha breder of chiler vashi kinamai. What is kina? When you use the word tina, what do you mean? Kina shel tarnegolim? Are you talking about a kina of a kina of tarnegolim? Kamaro dum leshon de konim, right? So, or maybe it's a leshon of konim. Again, what's the when you use these terms? What do these terms really mean? Right? Does it mean a grouping or a group of tarnegolim, or does it mean a konim? So now the Gemara says over here, whether the question whether you're gorish this or not, which is tiboye. Right? So, if the tiboye here is like teku in the Babli, you know, in general teku. Again, I think that we mentioned this in the beginning.
This,
so I mentioned
this once before. This tiboye.
Like. Tiboye, right? Tiboye means like equivalent of teku. Again, I think that was part of what people that we suggested in the beginning that Nedarim has a different lashon or uses. It's slightly differently structured than some of the other Gemaras. So here's an example where they use the word tiboye instead of teku as being a conclusion. So in all of these instances that we just mentioned over here, the Gemara is inconclusive about whether these words function or not. Right? What is the cases of kinyu kinyu dvim? Shvutel, shvutiel, shkukael, shvuel. So the Gemara says, shvuel ben gorshem, shvuel is shvuel ben gorshem mashma. So Shvuel can't be an example because that refers to a name in Tanakh of Shvuel ben Gershom. So that can't be one of these kinyanei kinyanim of a Shvuel. El Shvuvael, Shvutiel, and Shkukael. So then the Gemara, I think we erased the word Mahu here in the Gersa. I think the Bach erases the word Mahu. So then Amar Shmuel, Amar Ashifta, he says Ashifta lo Amar Klum, Ashkika lo Amar Klum, Krinsha lo Amar Klum. So all of these Lashonos don't work. So again, here's a list of languages, either that are kinyue, kinyuim, which have an afkamina for the machlokas Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. We pass them like Beis Hillel that they don't have any impact. And then we had a couple of lashonos where the Gemara declared whether the lashon is a lashon of shavua or konim, or is it a lashon of something that's otherwise mundane, right? Meaning that whether it's a kina of tarnagolim or it's kina mon, or here, again, the possibility that that would not be a lashon neder.
So, In
this,
as we say,
it is a teku. On
the halachic side, we pass
on this one. We have a teku, right. So that's a good question. When we have a teku, and generally we go, depending on what the issue is, we go either the chumra or the kula. I mean, that becomes a suffix. And if it's a suffix, all right, so we're going to go the chumra. If it's a suffix, derabon, then we go the kula. If it's a suffix, surah, we're going to go the chumra. So again, here, by nidarim, depends. If we view nidarim as a suffix of isura, then we might go the chumra and say that there is a problem over here. Again, we pass like Beis Hillel that kinei kinuim are mutarim. So that we don't have to worry about because that's clear that none of those lashonos work. But when it comes to a suffix by some of these lashonos that are kinamon and kinah, it might be that there are two possibilities. If it's a suffix yisuro, we can say the chumra. But if it's a yad she'inu mochiach, that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay. Then once it's yad she'inu mochiach, we paskin like Shmuel that you need a yad mochiach. That's one that you need, and therefore it would not be a nether because it's a yad she'inu mochiach. So you have to know what the problem here in this Lashon is. If this Lashon is a problem because it's Yad She'inu Mochiach, and therefore it's inconclusive Lashon, if it's an inconclusive Lashon by definition, it's not a Neder at all. It doesn't work as a Yad at all. Whereas if we say, no, it's a Yad Mochiach, we're just not sure, right? We're not sure when people use this, what's the way it's usually used, and therefore whichever way it is, if we decide it is used, that is a Yad Mochiach, and then you'd have to go to the Chomer, right? Okay. Neder Moi Kari Elu Kinuim. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gomer HaOmer, Bimohi, Lo Amar Klum. Someone says, Bimohi, he didn't say anything. Bimumta, the Amar Mohi, Bimumta, the Amar Mohi, Harielu Kinuim Leshavua. That is a Kinuim Leshavua. So Bimumta, right, is Bimumta, the Amar Mohi, Beshavua, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that is a Kinuim Leshavua. So you can't just say Bimohi, like Bimoshe, right, that's the way the Rambam's reading it. Bimoshe, you can't just say it. But you have to say it, Bimumta, the Amar Mohi. You have to say it in the Shvua that Mohi was made his nether. And Rashi has to explain nether b'mohi means come on mumta. It's the same. He says it's synonymous with the word mumta. So you can't say b'mohi. That doesn't work. He has to say b'mumta da'amar mohi. I mean, he has to use the, I don't know if it's the way Rashi has to explain it. I don't know if it has to be a double lashon or if it has to be something that makes it more palatable that is a kinui shvua versus just saying mohi alone. Right? Whereas the Ran's explanation makes more sense. Mumta da amar mohi is, he's making a sin. Like the shvua that Moshe made, I want to make a shvua. So that makes sense as a kinui. Right? That makes sense of what you're trying to do here. Alright. Next Mishnah. We'll start the Mishnah. And then we will, continue in the Gemara tomorrow. Homer, lach hulim sh'ochalach. Right? Lo kasher, velo dochi, tahor, vitame, notar upigul, asur. All these work as lishonos of neder. So what is he doing over here when he says lachulin? What does that mean, lachulin? So lachulin means, right, that you could say lochulin, right? So there are some people who have a gear so that it should read here lochulin and not lachulin, right? But there are many rishonim that have the gears of lachulin, which is that lachulin means it should not be chulin ochalach. So what's the opposite of chulin? Is kodesh. Meaning that when you say it should not be chulin what I eat from you, it means implying that I mean it should be kodesh. So that works as a lashon neder. Lo kasher. What does it mean, lo kasher? It means lo kasher means not kosher, but rather taruf. But I mean, or something that is not permissible. The lo dachi. Dachi is the Aramaic for tahor. Right? So lo dachi means lo tahor, ela tameh. So all these lashonas, when you say them, you are, it's a negative, right? It's, you formulated the item in a negative form, right? And in order to create a, positive statement, right? So you say it is not chulin, but rather it is kodesh, right? So it's not, I mean, almost a double, it's almost a double negative, although the term chulin is not really negative, but we'll say it's equivalent of a double negative, which becomes a positive. Lo chulin, not chulin, is kodesh. Not kasher is Taruf, right, or Trefa. Not Tahor is Tameh. And all those terms would be terms that would imply restriction, and those would work. Now the next line of the Mishnah is Tahor. That's unclear what the Mishnah was after over here, because it already said Dachi, which is Tahor in Aramaic. So why does the word Tahor itself have meaning? The Ran says over here, and he quotes the Rambam, that says that the Mishnah should read here Lo Dachi and Lo Tahor, or that means that they have the same... they have the same status, and therefore you have to have the word lo to work, the word tahor to work. It needs the word lo or la in front of it. All right. Now, vitame, notar upigul, asur. Now, these are all the show notes that are of the negative form, right? They are negative forms, and they're used by karbanos. They're negative by karbanos. Since these are forms of negative by karbanos, they are considered lishonos that would work as neder. They would work as a neder, because these are lishonos of karbanot. Now, ki imra, like the imra, what is this? Imra is like the sheep or something that would be makdish as a carbon. Kidirim is over here, either one of two possibilities. Kidirim means the deer itzim, which was found in the Mikdash, which was the area where they kept the wood for the Mizbeach. So when you say kidirim, it means like the deer itzim, and I want to be makdish it like the wood in the deer itzim. Or kidirim means the flocks or the areas where they kept the animals for Kodesh, so it means Kedir Behema, like the pens of the animals, right? Okay, Etzim, like the wood on the Mizbeach, Ki Ishim, like the fire, Ki Mizbeach, Ki Eichal, Ki Yerushalayim, like the Eichal, like Yerushalayim, Neder Bechad Mikol Misham Shem Mizbeach, any of the items that are used by the Mizbeach, Avashil Eskir Karban, even though you use the term explicitly, Karban, or is it Nedar, Neder Bekarban, right? Here is the person who's, or Noder Bekarban. It's as if he used the term Karban. So all these Lashonos here work in place of the word Karban. If you don't marry, Omer Yushalayim, Lomar Klum. If you use the term Yushalayim, that does not work. All the other Lashonos work. Alright, so just quickly, just make quick notes here on the Mishnah. One is the word La. Over here, depending on which Girsa you have Lochulin, or you have Lachulin. And they just to note here, it's an interesting item that comes up with in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. In Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one should be careful when he says, Zachreinu Lechayim, that he should not say Zachreinu Lachayim. Right? Why? What does Lachayim mean? So you see from the Mishnah over here that Lachulin really means Lo Chulin. So he says you have to be careful to make sure that it's a Shiva, Zachreinu Lechayim, right? And not Lachayim, which would imply Lo Chayim. So he says we have to be careful to pronounce it as lichayim and not lachayim. And again, I thought it was interesting because this Mishnah has that lashon of lachulin, which would imply lo chulin. So just keep in mind next time when you're learning lachos of Aseres Yemei Tshuva when we come around to it, we have an example of it here in the Mishnah. Right.
I mean, grammatically, la means leha to the specific.
Right, right. saying this is a lesson that he sees by, we see that the Nesha and the Darim, we have it.
He don't want the person to be confused. With
right, that it's low. Okay, so you see that the Gemara uses a term here, La, as being a term of low. So that's, I think it was just interesting to point out. The second thing is, I just read quickly from the Ran. The Ran says that we learned three things from our Mishnah. The three categories that the Mishnah brings down. So here, if you look on, it's actually on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. It's on the next Amud, right? The Ran about, you look five lines up from the bottom of the Gemara on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. There's a Ran right across from there. Five lines up is a period in the Ran, Vatana Masnisen. Right, five lines up from the Gemara, look up left, is Tana B'Masis and Tlat Dine. There are three dinim that we just learned in our Mishnah. Tani, the Kol Heicha Shumaskir Shem, Shumash Muto, the Heter. Says something that's a positive term, right? Or, meaning that it would be Mutar. Sirki Yishkir, it's Filato Lamed B'Patach. But it's a Lamed with a Patach in front of it means La, which would imply low. Again, that was the lesson why I said we termed it as a double negative. If you say not Heter, that means it is Asur. So that's the only way. That's the first set of Lashonos that the Mishnah gave us, which was Chulin, Kosher, Tahor, Dachi. All those were Lashonos of Heter. If you put La in front of them, that turns them into a negative. So again, there's Lamed B'Patach, and that gets you the interpretation of the word Lo. So again, I think that's what Mishnah Berurah is mentioning over there. Then if you skip two lines down, V'cheyecheycha Shemazkir Shem Shumore Isur. If you mention something that in and of itself is inherently Asur, B'shayich B'Kodshim, and has any relevance by Kodshim, Kigon, what are those? Tamei, Pigul, Notar. Those are the Lashonos that we use by Kodshim. They're, relevant to Kodshim, and their negative forms. Then, you don't, Hachi, Lo Shayich, Lamed, Ptucha, B'tchilata. You don't need the word La now, because you're not saying not Tohor, you're saying yes Tamei, yes Pigul, yes Notar, which is something that is restricted. Right? That is something that is, would not work. Ubahani nami, if you skip one more line down in the Rhine, it says Hani Nami, Afgab Dilomar Bahu Kafadimyon Mitzasre. You don't have to use even kit. You don't have to say kitame, kinotar, kipigul. Even if you just say notar pigul tame, they work by themselves. Okay, then the last set, which is if you skip down in the Ron to these narrow lines that we're in right now, the third to last of these narrow lines before it gets into the widest lines. Bahadetani ki imra kidirim ki eitzim. Dani kulu inchman more al shem isur. They are not inherently asur, right? Yerushalayim, the word Yerushalayim, the word heichal. They don't have anything inherently asur with them. But mishum achi Rama Rebbe Yehuda debay the memory b'kafa dimyon. You have to have them ki Yerushalayim. Ki Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim has a special status. The heichal has a special status. If you say ki like, then it would work. But if you don't use the word ki or the lashon the kafa dimyon, it won't work. So that's what the Ron does. He divides up the Mishnah has three categories. It's categories which are lashonot heter. Right? In those, when it's lashonot heter, the only way to wake them, get them to work as a nether is to have the word lo or lamed with a patach in front of them to be la to mean imply a negative, not heter, which would imply a sur. Then there are terms that are unique to, are not unique or relevant to karbanos, that are imply isur or something negative about a karban, like pigul, notar, and tame. Those, if you use those words straight out, it's as if you said the word karban. You say pigul, you pigul this food, and that means karban to the, this food, and it's asur. Sheni ochel pigul, sheni ochel zeh. That's the equivalent of saying karban, sheni ochel zeh. There's a last set of words that are not inherently asur. Yerushalayim, heichal, dir eitzim, izbeach. These are all, they're items that are kadosh, but they're not inherently asur. There you have to use the kafa dimyon. You have to use a kafa dimyon and say it should be like the mizbeach. It should be like Yerushalayim, like the Eichal. In those terms, it works as a neder. Right, stop here.